Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll free 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. It doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address. And that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, last year, the Coast Guard reported over 4,000 boating accidents that resulted in 636 deaths, over 2,200 injuries, and $63 million in property damage. And with more and more people opting to stay close to home during the summer, boating has become more popular. Now, we've spoken before about preparing your watercraft for the boating season. We also need to talk about being safe when boating as well. Now, I found an article from BoatSafe.com with tips to help keep you safe while enjoying your watercraft out on the water. Just got a call from a client this morning that wanted to add a Sea-Doo to their policy, and that kind of prompted my thoughts as far as the podcast for today. And yeah, we've talked about a month or so ago about preparing your watercraft for the summer season and your motorcycle for the summer season. But I don't think that we ever touched on being safe when using your watercraft out on the water. So, again, I found this article from BoatSafe.com with tips. And I go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page. Click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to our blog. Upper right, happen to be listening later on, just in the upper right in the search bar, type in Watercraft Safety Tips 2023. And it'll bring you to the blog post associated with this podcast with some of the things that I'm going to talk about on the podcast, along with a link to the article from BoatSafe. Highly recommend that you check out the full article. Much more information than what I'm going to be sharing with you on today's podcast. The first item I want to share with you is check your safety gear. Make sure your life jackets are in good condition with no tears or other defects. Replace them as necessary, obviously. Make sure also it mentions that make sure that the life jackets fit the people that are going to be out on the boat. An ill-fitting life jacket, like if a life jacket is too big for like a child, that's not going to help them. If it's too tight, obviously it's not going to help them either. So make sure that the life jackets, life vests that you use are going to be not only comfortable, but will do their job for the people on board. They also recommend that you have your first aid kit in order and the fire extinguishers, if you're required to have them, make sure that they're in date. Depending on the length of the watercraft, the type of watercraft, you may be required to have several fire extinguishers on hand. So again, make sure that they're all up to date so that if something were to happen, you're able to use them. People don't think about that. They see a fire extinguisher and, hey, you know, we've got a fire extinguisher, but that fire extinguisher could be 10 years old, could be 15 years old. It may no longer be useful as far as a fire extinguisher. So definitely check the dates on those and replace them as necessary in order to make sure that if something were to happen as far as a fire on your boat, that you've got working fire extinguishers. They also recommend having a bailing bucket and oars on your watercraft as well. Especially, if it's a boat, if it's a Sea-Doo or something like that, obviously you're not going to have a room for a bailing bucket and oars. But if you do have a boat with a motor, obviously a bailing bucket's going to help if you spring a leak while out on the water. And then oars, if your engine decides to quit, you've got oars to at least get you to land or possibly to another boat if needed. And as far as the safety gear, there, the article has a bunch more information. I just did cherry picking a few things to check out. So, again, check your safety gear to make sure that everything is in order. The next tip I want to share with you is check your watercraft. Now, obviously, when you take it out of storage and you're cleaning it up, you're going to be doing a check of the boat to make sure that everything is in order and that there are no issues. But before you take it out on the water, you want to do a safety check of your watercraft. You want to be looking for leaks and possibly the smell of fuel. That also recommends making sure that the exhaust ports are clear because, fuel fumes and carbon monoxide are big deals, especially if you have like a cabin cruiser or a cuddy cabin or something like that where there is a below deck. Carbon monoxide and fuel smells can permeate and congregate in those areas, and if somebody's down there, they could have some serious issues breathing that in. So definitely double check your watercraft. Again, checking for leaks, check the motor, make sure that everything is in working order before you head out onto the water. Third tip I want to share with you is follow the rules. Be aware of the rules for the body of water that you're in. Every body of water has different rules when it comes to boats and watercraft, so make sure that you're aware of those rules. Read the signage to understand speed limits, wake zones, and prohibited areas. Make sure you're up to date as far as what different signals and lights mean coming from other watercraft. In a small lake, there may be no wake zones, so you can't, speed your boat through, through that area. There are other ones where there's a protected area for, whatever reason. There may be a fish habitat or something that's off to the side, and, they don't want you to take your boat through there. But again, be aware of the rules for the body of water you're going to be using. They talk about, no horseplay, no goofing off, no loud music. Some of them may say that you can't bring alcohol out onto the water or any sort of a beverage whatsoever, but just follow the rules, be aware of them. The rules are there to keep everyone safe. Everyone's safe, so everyone has a good time, is basically what it comes down to. So just, again, be aware of the rules of the body of water. Lake Michigan is going to have different rules than Silver Lake. So make sure that you're understanding the rules of where you're at. Now, the last tip I want to have for you is plan ahead. Plan your trip ahead of time and let someone know where you'll be going and how long you will be gone. Knowing where you launched from and where you are planning to travel will help the Coast Guard in looking for you if something were to happen. Very important. Just like if you're, going hunting, or if you're going on your ATV or our recreational vehicle, if you're going out, trail riding or on your snowmobile, same type of thing. You let people know where you're going and how long you're going to be gone, so that they know that, hey, you're going out on Lake Michigan. You're going to be back, say, at 6 p.m., well, they know that if you're not back by 6 p.m., if you're not back by 7 p.m., then, it's time to call the Coast Guard, call the Sheriff Department, whoever, to start looking for you if they don't hear from you. So it's very, very important. Lake Michigan is a huge lake, so it's easy to get way far out and then something happened to your engine or you miscalculate your fuel and you run out of fuel. You know, a lot of things can happen. So if you plan your trip ahead of time, again, letting somebody know where you're going and how long you're going to be gone, that would help the Coast Guard or the Sheriff's Department at least get an idea of where to start looking for you. So definitely plan ahead. Again, I want you to check out the full article from Boat Safe because it's got 100, it seems like 100 tips to help keep you and others safe while enjoying the open water. You know, it talks about weather, talks about, the different items that you should probably keep in your boat. I just shared a few of them here. Like I said, I just cherry picked a few. There's just like a bunch of tips, so be sure to go ahead and check that out. You can go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on, that's okay. Just type into the search bar, Watercraft Safety Tips 2023. It'll bring you to the blog post associated with this podcast with a link to the article from Boat Safe, along with some of the tips that I share with you today. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And that address is mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. Again, my name is Matt, and if you are going out on the water this weekend, I hope you have a wonderful time. I hope you have a safe time. And as always, take care.